Good morning and a good night, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Nun Aleph. We left off on daf Nun Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on daf Nun Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Zev and Eliza Belsky, Lezecha Nishmas, Zev's brother, Simcha Belsky, Simcha Beryl, David, Ben Avraham Moshe, Lava Shalom, Neshem Shem and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about how Kiddushin is not Tofsin on two sisters simultaneously. That if you try to be Mekadesh, two sisters together, the Kiddushin is not Tofes on either one of them. And the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas between Abaye and Rava as to what the basis of that din is. Part of Rava's approach is relying on Rabba's din, that kol she'eno b'zeh achar zeh afilu b'bas achas eno. That Rabba has a principle that whenever two things cannot be chal, one after the other, then when you try to do them both simultaneously, it won't be chal on either one of them. So the Gemara is going to challenge that principle of Rabba from three different places. Is that really true, that any time something is not going to be chal when it's the second in a series, when it's b'zeh achar, that if you try to do them both, it won't be chal on either one of them? Then the Gemara is going to get to the primary sugi of today's daf, which is Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin Lebiya. That the Gemara is going to have this Machlokas Abaye and Rava, that if a person does a Kiddushin where it couldn't possibly lead to Biya, Abaye holds it's a valid Kiddushin, and Rava holds it's an invalid Kiddushin. And the whole rest of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, is going to be six challenges to Rava's opinion that Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin Lebiya lo have a Kiddushin, and the Gemara is ultimately going to conclude. Spoiler alert, you may want to close your ears for a moment. The Gemara is ultimately going to conclude that we paskin like Abaye, that this is one of the Yal Kigam. So this is a famous sugi in Shas. The Kuf in Yal Kigam is Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin that the Gemara is going to come to the conclusion on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph Hilchsa Kavasei Da Abaye Bi Ya'al Kigam. So this is the Kuf of Kiddushin Sholo Nimsuru Lebiya. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Hamakadish Yisho Bito Yishava Chosa Ka'achas. Let's say a man is Makadish a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister at the same time. So Einan Mekudashos, neither of them have a Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is not Chal at all. You don't require a get. Nothing. It's a zero. Umaisa B'chamish Nashim. There was a story even with a group of five women. Ubahen Shtei Achayos. And among that group of five women, two of them happened to have been sisters with each other. V'liket Adam Echad Kalkala Shel Te'enim. And a person took a basket of figs. V'shelahen Haisa. And the basket of figs belonged to those women. It didn't even belong to him. U'shviyas Haisa. And it was a Shemitah. It was Shemitah Peros. So it had to have been made Hefker. V'amar Harei Kulcha Mekudashos Li B'Kalkala Zo. And he said, you should all be Mekudashos to me with this basket of figs. V'kibla Achas Mehen Al Yedei Kulan. And one of them was Mekudashos on behalf of the entire group, as of the shaliach of the entire group. The Kiddushin is not chal on the sisters, it's only chal on the other three, because you cannot be mekadesh shtei achayos ka'achas, neither of them are mekudashos to this man. So says the Gemara, minanimili, how do I know such a din that you can't, that the Kiddushin is not tovsin when you're mekadesh shtei achayos ka'achas? How do I know that there's no Kiddushin whatsoever? So the Gemara is going to have two opinions of how we know this. Opinion number one, Amram bar Chama d'Amar Kra, Pasuk says, V'isha elach so we understand that the Torah is talking about a Torah Amra, Bisho Shenasu Tsaros Zolazol. The Tsaror means that if they're going to become co-wives with each other, if the two sisters are going to become co-wives with each other, Lo Yehe Lo Likuchem Afilu Bachas Man, then you have nothing, you have no Kiddushin, not in any one of them, not in either one of them, there's no Kiddushin. And the Makna points out that the Pasuk can't be telling me that the Kiddushin is not Chal on both of them, but it's it's still going to be chal on one of them, because that I don't need a pasuk for, right? That the kiddushin can't be chal on both of them. Obviously, can't be married to two sisters at the same time, because achos ishto is a chi of kares. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. So what's the pasuk telling me? That there's not even kiddushin on one of them. There's kiddushin on zero of them. Tosfos raises the question, how can you learn from the phrase lo tikach that kiddushin is not chal, right? That's what it seems to be that we're doing over here. Because the pasuk says v'yishalach osa lo tikach litzrar, it must be that there is no likuchin, that there is no kiddushin at all. Frek Tosfos, in Dibra Maschalo, you know where else the pasuk uses such a similar lashon of lo tikach? It says almana ugrusha v'chalala zona es ele lo yikach, that a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Kohen Gadol marries an almana, kiddushin is tovsin. It's an isulav, but kiddushin is tovsin. So how can you derive from the phrase lo tikach that there's no kiddushin at all? So Tosa says, no, the diuk is not from lo tikach. It's that since the pasuk is talking about a person who's mekadesh shtei achoyos ka'achas, and it says in the pasuk isha elachosa lo tikach, and the pasuk says isha elachosa lo tikach. So we derive that this in that there's an isra of achos isha on each of them, and we're going to see later on some Zayin Beis that there's no tfisas kiddushin on achos isha. So it's just a matter of putting two and two together. Meaning we're saying that this has a status of achos isha. What taka is the status of achos isha? So that's another sugya that tells us that there's no tfisas kiddushin on achos isha. Now, what is the makor for the idea that kiddushin is not chal by isha ubita? Meaning, according to this approach, we've explained why the kiddushin is not chal when you mekadesh shtei achayos. Because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Isha elachosa lo tikach litzror. How do I know that by isha ubita, which the Mishnah also spoke about, that kiddushin is not tovsin on either one of them? So the Rambam, the Perusha Mishnah, says, yeah, probably if this is true by sisters, which is one of the arayos, it's probably true of other arayos as well, like isha ubita. And the Sefer HaMakri says that we can learn from a kal v'chomer that if kiddushin is not going to be chal b'shtei achayos, which is nisr kares, alachas kama v'kama, it's not going to be chal b'isha ubita, which is Mises Beisdin. It's an even more severe Isser. So all the more so that there's not going to be Tfisas Kiddushin. Okay, so that is one approach. Rami Bar Chava's approach is, how do I know Kiddushin is not Tovsin on two sisters at a time, it's not Tovsin on either one of them, or a mother and daughter on either one of them? Because of Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yishal lechosal lo tikach litzrar. Amrle, Rava says, Rami Bar Chava, Ihachi, if you were correct that Pasuk is talking about being Mekadesh two sisters at the same time, Hainu D'chsiv, the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha of the Arayos, V'nichrusu anafashos ha'osos mikerav amam, that if a person violates one of the Yisurei Arayos that are mentioned in the Parsha, Yechayiv Kares, including marrying two sisters, and L'chora, that would include this Pasuk. That means you're telling me that if a person is Mekadesh shtei achoyos ka'achas, he's Chayiv Kares, but in Kiddushin lo tafsiba, Kares mi Mechayiv. But if there's no Tvisas Kiddushin, what do you mean he's Chayiv Kares? He didn't do anything if there's no Tvisas Kiddushin, because he wasn't married to either one of them. So even if he sleeps with one of them now, that's not a Chos Ishto, because the other one's not his wife. Neither of them are his wife. So Ella Amar Rava says that Pasuk cannot possibly be talking about being Mekadesh Shtei Achayos Ka'achas. So where does the Mishnah get the idea that if you Mekadesh Shtei Achayos Ka'achas, that there's no Tvisas Kiddushin on either one of them? The pasuk itself is talking about when you marry one of them, now you're not allowed to marry the other sister. Umas nisin, as far as our Mishnah, how do I know that if you mekadesh shtei achayos ka'achas, that there's no tefis kiddushin on either one of them? Kidder Rabba, that I derive from the din of Rabba. Dama Rabba called she'eno b'zeh acharzeh afil basa achaseino. That Rabba set up a principle, a klal, that any time two things cannot be chal one after the other, meaning that the second one would not be chal if you try to do them both simultaneously, neither of them are chal. So since a person cannot be mekadesh achos ishto, once you're already married to your wife, you cannot be mekadesh her sister, would not be chal if you try to be mekadesh her sister. So if you try to be mekadesh shtei achayos ka'achas, two sisters simultaneously, the kedusha will not be chal on either one of them. That is the principle of Rabba. So again, the Gemara wanted to know, where did our Mishnah get the idea that if you try to be mekadesh two sisters tfisas at the same time, that there's no tfisas kiddushin? Two answers. Rami Bar Chama derived it from a pasuk in the parsha of Arayos, and Rava derives it from the principle of Rabba that kol sheino b'zachar za'afil b'sachaseino. So now the Gemara focuses on that principle of Rabba and discusses, is that really a principle? Is that really something that is a klal that holds up? And we're going to have three challenges to the principle of Rabba. Gufa, Amar Rabba, kol sheino b'zachar za'afil b'sachaseino. Eisfei Abaye, so Abaye challenges Rabba's principle from the first place as follows. If a person is mafresh meiser rishon, but he takes more than 10% for meiser rishon, so perosim mesukanim, whatever he didn't make meiser is no longer tevel. Now meisros have been hufrash from it. So if, let's say, he takes 20% for Meiser Rishon, the other 80% is now not Tevel anymore. It had its Meiser taken from it. But a Masros of Mekukolin, but the 20% is problematic because only 10% can actually be Meiser. So it's a combination of Meiser and other stuff that are all mixed together. There's Meiser and Tevel in that group that are mixed together. So the Perus that are Mafrish are partially Tevel and partially Meiser, and you can't do anything with them until you fix that problem. So, Frakta Gamarva, why would we say that the other 80% are considered Mesuka and that they're considered to be taken care of? Name a Kolshenu Bazachazafil Basachaseno. Why don't we say Kolshenu Bazachazafil Basachaseno, which means that if I'm mafresh 10% for Meiser Rishon, and then afterwards I come back and I say, you know what, another 10% I'll take as Meiser Rishon, that second 10% is not Meiser. It's the Meiser has already been declared. This is the second 10% is nothing. So by the principle of Rabba, kol sheino b'zachazah afil b'sachaseino, when I try to take 20% as Meiser Rishon, none of it should be Meiser Rishon. So how can we say the peros of Misukanim? So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rabba responds to Abaye, Shaini Meiser di Isei Lechatzoim. Meiser is different because you could be mafresh it in half. What does that mean? The Amar Tiskadish Palgo Dechitza Kodcha. A person could take 20% of his tavua and say that he's being mafrish half of each kernel of wheat as meiser, meaning of this 20% of my whole stockpile, I'm taking half of each kernel within this 20% as meiser, which is a total of 10%. So if you're mafresh a chomesh of your peros bestam, maybe that's what you really mean to do. Maybe you're actually trying to say that, of course, I'm only taking 10% as meiser. What's my 10%? Half of each kernel in this 20% that I actually designated. So therefore, peros of misukanim. But that's not at all an issue of kol sheino b'zachazah afilu b'basachaseino. He means to say something else entirely. He means to say that he's taking actually only 10%. We just can't separate out the 10% from the other 10%. So now the Gemara challenges Rabbah from a different din, from the din not of Meiser on Tavua, but from the din of Meiser Behema. What is Meiser Behema? There's a mitzvah saseh that a person has to be mafrish 10% of his bakar and son that are born into his flock each year. And the way you do it is you put all of the bakar and son that were born into your flock that year into a pen. You open up the door of the pen just a bit, enough to allow one out at a time, and you start counting them as they come out. You start herding them, shepherding them out. They start coming out. You count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then the 10th one you mark with a red marker, and that becomes Meiser Behema. That one has been marked as Meiser Behema, and therefore it has to be brought to the Beis Hamikdash as a karban. The meat of that karban gets eaten by the Bailim, like Kochim Kalim, and it gets eaten in Yerushalayim. And if it was a Balmum, you could be poda it, and it could be eaten by the Bailim, wherever it may be. If you made a mistake, and you called some other animal the tenth one, the one that wasn't actually the tenth, you marked it and called it the tenth one, so then it depends what exactly you did. If you called the ninth or the 11th one, the tenth, then it has kedusha. We're going to see that in the Gemara. If you called one of the other sheep the tenth one, you called the fifth one number 10, then it has no kedusha whatsoever. Now, even if you called the 11th one 10, it's only going to have kedusha if you called the tenth one 9. If you accidentally said 9 on the number 10, then you called a number 11 number 10, so then number 11 is going to have kedusha. But if you call number 10 10, and then you call number 11 10 again, then there's not going to be any kedusha on number 11. So let's see the Gemara's challenge now. By Meiser Behemah, there's no din of chatzotin. A person can't be mafresh two animals as Meiser Behemah and say, oh, half of each is really my Meiser Behemah. That only works by Meiser Tavua. It doesn't work by Meiser Behemah. V'leka b'zeh achar zeh, and there's no hafrasha of one after the other, meaning if you called number 10, and you called number 11 number 10, the number 11 is not Meiser Behemah. V'amar Rava, and yet Rava said, Yatsu Shnayim Ba'asiri. Let's say two animals come out at the same time as number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 come out, and then as you're ready to count 10, two animals squeeze through the opening at the same time. V'kara Asiri, and you call both of them Asiri, then Asiri V'achal Asar Muravim Zebzeh. One of them is Meiser Behemah, and the other one is not, and they're mixed in with each other. But the din of Meiser Behemah is Chal over there. But wait a second, according to Rabbah, if they were to come one after the other and you were to say 10, 10, the second one, the last one, would not be Meiser Behemah. So shouldn't we say by that same principle that afil b'bas achaseino, that if the two of them came out at the same time as number 10, then there's not going to be Meiser Behemah at all? The Tosfos Maseches Erevin raises the question on Rabbah, raises the question on our Gemara, that what exactly is the kasha on Rabbah? It could be that you can't be mafresh shtei behemos ka'achas as ma'aser behemah, and maybe the reason kedushas ma'aser is chal on the 10th one over here is because e'ef shel tzamtzem. We don't actually assume they both came out at exactly the same time. How could you possibly measure that one was not a nose ahead of the other one? So the one that was a nose ahead of the other one is the actual ma'aser behemah, and the other one's not, and you just don't know how to identify it. E'ef shel tzamtzem. That's what Tosfos raised that as a question. So Tosfos suggests a couple of answers. One of them, and the one that Tosfos prefers, is that you have to say that Rabbah holds Efshar Litzamtzem, and that they mamish came out at the same time, because otherwise he would not have said Asiri va'achalasar mu'uravin zebezeh, which means that it's Meiser and Shlamim. He should have said Asiri v'chulin mu'uravin zebezeh, because if the 10th one actually came out first, there's no kedusha whatsoever on number 11. But if they both came out at the same time, then you're granting kedusha to both of them. One of them midin Meiser, and the other one midin Shlamim. So that's how Tosfos answers. But anyway, the Gemara is using this as a challenge to Rabbah's principle, that here you have that if we're Bezeh Achar Zeh, the second one would not be Chal with Kedusha, and then, but Bas Achas, they come out at the same time, and the Kedusha is Chal on one of them. So says Gemara, no, Shaini Meiser Behemah, Disei B'Tos. Meiser Behemah is different because the Kedusha could be Chal B'Tos by Meiser Behemah. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Bechoros that if a person makes a mistake, V'kara La'chi Asiri, and he calls number 9 number 10 Ula Asiri Chi, and then he calls number 10 number 9 Ula Achal Asar Asiri, and then he calls number 11 number 10. So basically he called two animals number 10. The only problem is neither of the animals he called number 10 were actually number 10. The one that was actually number 10 he called number 9. So the halacha is Shlashtan Mekudashin, that all three have Kedushas Meiser. The 10th one, even though it was called number 9, and therefore you see that it could be Chal therefore we can conclude that it could be Chal even when the 11th one comes out together with number 10. And we don't say the Klal of Kol Sheinu B'Zeh Achar Zeh Afi B'Basach HaSeinu. If it could be Chal B'Tos, it could be Chal B'Zeh Achar Zeh. It could be Chal B'Basachas, rather. That the Kedusha will be Chal on both of them B'Basachas. So that's not a good Raya either. So says Gemara, let's try a third and final Raya based on the Dinim of Karban Toda. The din of Karban Toda is that a person has to bring Karban Toda, he has to bring 40 chalos, shlemos and not prusos, they have to be full loaves, 10 of them are chametz, 30 of them are matzah. That's why we don't say mizmor l'soda on Pesach, because you can't bring or Erev Pesach, because you can't bring a Karban Toda on Pesach, since it's one of the only menachos that it actually has chametz in it. Most korbanos mincha are matzah entirely, but it's got 10 loaves of chametz in the korban todah. And among the matzah, there are three types of matzah. There are chalos, rikikim, and revucha. So it's a total of four different types of loaves. From each one, there are 10 chalos of each of the four types, and you're supposed to give meiser to a kohen of one of each min. So you have 40 loaves. Four loaves are going to end up the kohen. Kohen's going to get four loaves, one of each min. When you shecht the zevach, it's not only loaves, there's actually an animal that you shecht. When you shecht the zevach, that's mekadesh, the loaves of bread / matzah as well. And they can be eaten for yom v'layla, that day that you bring the karban, plus the night that follows, but that's it. Meaning it's a very small amount of time, very short amount of time, that you have to eat 40 loaves of bread, which means that you're going to have to invite a lot of people to eat together with you, which is part of the idea, that it's a korban todah, and you're expressing your gratitude. So the best way to express the gratitude is by sharing it with as many people. And people are going to say, well, why am I being invited to a suda? Oh, because I have this gratitude to express. And therefore, it's a way of making sure that it's a public expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Gemara, Hare Todah de Lasa B'Ta'us. There's no din of Ta'us by a Karban Todah. It's not going to be Chal by mistake. If a person shechts a Karban Todah on 40 loaves and he has Kavana for a particular type of loaf, for whole wheat bread, and it turns out that they're not whole wheat, that they're a different min, so then they don't have Kedusha. V'lesa Nami B'Zah Chazeh. And yet there's no Kedusha when it's one after the other. If you're mafresh 40 Chalos and you shecht Karban Todah on those 40 chalos, and then afterwards you mafresh another 40 chalos, we don't say that the second 40 chalos have Kedusha. So it's Eino B'Zeh Acharzeh. So you would imagine that if you do B'Bas Achas, if you take 80 chalos and say, let them all be for the Karban Todah, that none of them would have Kedusha. V'itmar, and yet it says that Todah Shnishchot al Shmonim Chalos, that if you shecht Karban Todah on Shmonim Chalos, Chizkia says that 40 of the 80 loaves actually have Kedusha, and your Yotze Yuchi of Karban Todah. Problem is, they're mixed in with another 40 loaves that are Chulin, and you just can't identify what's what. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kachila Arba Mitoch Shmonim, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, no, the Kedusha is not Chal at all, because the Kedusha is only going to be Chal if you're Mafrish, the Kedusha is only going to be Chal if you're Mafrish 40, not if you're Mafrish 80. So the Gemara is assuming that Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about this very din of Kol Sheino B'Zeh Acharzeh, Afil B'Bas Achaseino, that Chizkia rejects this klal, and therefore he says that even though you can't be makdish 80 chalos b'zu acharzu, but nevertheless, when you mafrish all of them at once, 40 of them taka become kadosh, and Rabbi Yochanan accepts the klal of Rabbah, and therefore, when you mafrish 80 chalos ka'achas, the kedusha is not going to be chal at all, because if it's Eino B'Zeh Acharzeh, Afil B'Bas Achaseino. So it turns out that Chizkia, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't hold of Rabbah's klal, and you would imagine we'd paskin like Chizkia, the Rebbe, over the Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan, and that's against Rabbah's klal. So isn't this a challenge to Rabbah? So answers Gemar, Lavit Maralah, didn't we say about this machlokas Tarom Rabbi Zera? That's how they changed on the side, Tarom Rabbi Zera, Hakol Modim Kalecha Damar Kachi La Arboim Mitoch Shmonim Kachi, that everyone would say that if you say, when you're Makdish these 80 loaves, that 40 of these 80 should have Kedusha, then the Kedusha is only going to be chal on 40 of them, and it's just that we don't know which 40. Lo yikdashu arba'im elim kein kadshi shmonim. But if you say, I don't want there to be kedusha on any of them, unless it could be on all of them, it's all or nothing. So if 80 of them are kadosh, then good. And if not 80 of them can be kadosh, then I want none of them to be kadosh. Then lo kachi, then none of them will be kadosh. Lo nechleku ella bistam. The whole machlokas is only if you don't say what you mean. You just take 80 loaves and you mafresh them for the loaves of a todah. So Mar Savar Lachrayis Kamechavein, Chizkia holds that you're not intending to be mafresh 80 loaves as a carbon todah. No, you're trying to say that if the first 40 get lost, I'm replacing it with these 40, and therefore the kedusha is going to be chal on the first 40. Umar Savar, but Rabbi Yochanan holds the carbon gadol Kamechavein. No, you're actually trying to make all 80 loaves to have kedusha of a carbon, and therefore therefore he says the kedusha is not going to be chal at all. And taka everyone holds kol sheina b'zeh chazeh afil basach hazeh. That kedusha can't be chal on 80 loaves because it can't be chal on 40 then 40, so it can't be chal on 80 either. So everyone accepts Rabbah's principle. The whole machlokas is what did you mean when you designated 80 loaves? Did you mean that I'm really only making 40 of them holy and the other 40 are security in case something happens to the first 40? You could for sure do that, but the question is, did you mean that? Or did you mean that I'm trying to make all 80 holy, which means none of them are holy? So says Gemara, going back to the beginning of the sugya, this all started because the Mishnah had said that you can't be Mekadish Tei Achayos Ka'achas. You can't be Mekadish two sisters at once. So the Gemara had asked, why not? Where does it say that you can't? So Rava said, oh, you know why not? Because does Rava really need to say that that's the reason that you can't be Mekadish Tei Achayos Ka'achas? Rava is going to be the opinion that most of this daf spends discussing, that whenever you have Kedush Shem Yisroel Nabiya, it's not a valid Kedushin. If you're Mekadesh Shtei Achios, you can't have Bia with either one of them, because either one might be Achos Ishto. So Memela, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. You can't have Tfisas Kedushin when it's Ein Yisroel Nabiya. So I don't need the principle of Kol Sheina B'Zeh Chazeh. You anyway can't have Tfisas Kedushin when it's Shtei Achios. So it says, yeah, the Dvar of Rami Bar Chama Ka'amar. Rava heard that Rami Bar Chama, who does not hold Kiddushin Shem Yisroel Nabiya, is an invalid Kiddushin. He holds Kiddushin Shem Yisroel Nabiya is a valid Kiddushin. You know, so he gave this Pasuk of Yishala Chasala Tikach Litzrar. And Rava says, you still don't need a Pasuk. You could have another reason. I mean, I have my reason that it's Kiddushin Shem Yisroel Nabiya, so I'm not bothered by this at all. But even according to you, that you don't accept the reason of Kiddushin Shem Yisroel Nabiya, you should accept the reason of Rava, that Kol Sheina B'Zeh Chazeh Afil Basach. What do you need to schlep a pasuk from the parsha of Arayos into here for? That's Rava's. That's what Rava's responding to Rami Bar Chama. So now we move on to the primary sugya of the daf. Itmar kedushin shem yisroel nabiya. If you have a kedushin that cannot lead to bia, and Rashi gives the example, you're mekadesh one of two sisters, but you don't say which one of the two sisters you intend to be mekadesh. So you're not allowed to do nisun with either one of them, because if it was the sister that you were mekadesh, so then this is achos ishto. So it's going to be a violation of Achos Ishto. Tosfos raises the question, how could it be that Kol Kiddushin She'enem Ruyim Lubia is not Chal at all? We know that that's factually not true. Meaning if a Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh an Almana, a Kohen is Mekadesh a Grusha, there's Tfisas Kiddushin. He's not allowed to have Bia with the Almana. The Kohen's not allowed to have Bia with the Grusha. So it's Kiddush Shem Asur in the Bia. So how could there be a Havamina even, let alone a Shita of Rava, that Kiddush Shem Asur in the Bia is not Kiddush? So Tosa says, no, Kiddush Shem Asur in the Bia means that when the Isser comes about through the Kiddushin, that it's this Kiddushin that you're doing that creates the Isser Bia. That's when we say that the Kiddushin is not going to be Chal. In the case of a Kohen Gadol to an Almana, Kohen to a Grusha, the Isser predated the Kiddushin. So that doesn't enter into our sugya. So anyway, Abaye Amar Havu Kiddushin. So Abaye says the Kiddushin is going to be Chal on one of the sisters. You just don't know which one it is Chal on, and therefore you have to give a get to both of the sisters because you can't identify which one is actually your wife. Rav Amar Lava Kiddushin. Rav says, well, it's Kiddush Shem Asur Labia. It's simply not a Kiddushin, and therefore neither needs a get because neither one of them is actually your wife. The Rashba raises the question, how could Abaye explain the Resha of the Mishnah that says that if you're Mekadesh Shtei Achios Keachas, the Kiddushin is not Chal on either of them? It can't be because it's Kiddush Shem Yisroel Nabiya, because according to Abaye, Kiddush Shem Yisroel Nabiya, the Kiddushin is going to be Chal. And it also can't be based on what Rabba said of Kol Sheina B'Zeh Chazeh, Afil Basachas, no, because Abaye was the one that challenged Rabba. Meaning, when Rabba said Kol Sheina B'Zeh Chazeh, Afil Basachas, no, Abaye was the one that went on the attack. So Abaye is shooting himself in the foot over here. There's a Mishnah that says if you're Mekadesh Shtei Achios Keachas, that there's no Tvisas Kiddushin, that it's not Chal at all. There are two possible reasons now why that would be the case. Either because Kiddush Shem Asur Labia, or Kol Sheina B'Zeh Chazeh Afil Basachas say no. Abaye is rejecting both of them, so he's left with nothing. So says the Rashba, it could be that once Rabba answered Abaye's challenge, He agrees to Rabba's principle of Kol Sheino B'Zachar Zeh Afil B'Asach Haseino. He challenged it, but ultimately he was satisfied with the answers. But he just doesn't agree of Kiddush Sheino Mesur Lebiya is an invalid Kiddush. He thinks such a thing would be a valid Kiddush. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar Rava. So once Rava stated his opinion that Kiddush Sheino Mesur Lebiya is not a valid Kiddush, Rava explains. He says, Bari Hina Azbrali, and a person by the name of Tamachach, by the name of Barahina, explained to me where we derive this from the Torah, that Kiddushin HaSat Mesurin L'Biyah is an invalid Kiddushin. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uva Allah. So Ki Yikach is referring to Kiddushin, and it says Uva Allah. So we darshan Kiddushin HaMesurin L'Biyah have a Kiddushin, Kiddushin HaMesurin L'Biyah love a Kiddushin. If the Kiddushin could lead to Biyah, then it's a valid Kiddushin. If it cannot lead to Biyah, then it's not a valid Kiddushin. So the Gemara asks six challenges to Rava. So let's take one at a time. Tana, challenge number one in Rava, our Mishnah. Hamakadish Isha Vito O Ishva Achosa Ka'achas. If a person is Makadish, a woman and her sister, or a woman and her daughter at the same time, Eina Mukadashos, there is no Tvisas Kiddushin at all. So the Gemara is medayik that it's dafka if you're mekadesh both of them, it's eni mukadashos. Ha'achas mei isha ubita. What if you go to a mother and a daughter and say, one of you should be mekadeshes to me, but you just didn't identify which one? So that's a kiddush shem asur in labia. Mei isha va'achosa. Or you go to two sisters and you say, one of you should be mekadeshes to me. You just didn't identify which one. The implication of our Mishnah is that mekadeshes, that then kiddushin would be chal. Our Mishnah only said kiddushin is not chal when you try to be Mekadesh both of them, but it sounds like if you try to be Mekadesh one of them, Kiddushin will be Chal. Va'ambai, why should Kiddushin be Chal? Kiddushin Mesurin Labia Ninu. Isn't it Kiddushin Mesurin Labia? Tiyufta de Rava, that's a Tiyufta on Rava. So Amalach Rava, Rava would respond, according to you, how are you going to read the Seifa? The Seifa of the Mishnah says, Maisa b'chamish nashim v'en shtei achayos, that we had a Maisa with five women, and among the five were two sisters, v'likei dechon kalkol shalteinim, and a guy took a basket of figs, v'shalahen haisa, and it belonged to them, to the women, v'shal shviyas haisa, but it was Shemitah, and therefore it was all Hefker, so he took it from Hefker, and he gave it to this group of women, v'amer, and he said, harei kulcha mekadoshes b'kalkol zu, you should all be mekudashos to me with this basket of figs. Va'amrucham and lecham said, "Ein achayos mekudashos," that the sisters are not mekudashos to him. So Medai from the Mishnah, achayos udein mekudashos, hanachrios mekudashos. The sisters are not mekudashos to him, but other women that are not krovos to each other would be the other three women who are not krovos to each other are mekudashos. Well, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? How did he formulate his lashon of kiddushin over here? If you're going to say that he said to all five women that I want kulchem mekudeshesli, so how could it be that only the sisters are not mekudeshes if he said kulchem? Kini at v'chamaru. This is like a person who gives a matana to a person, to another person, and he says, you should be kona this matana together with the chamar who should also be kona the matana. That each of you should get half of the matana. V'at v'chamar lo kona. That doesn't work because a chamar cannot be kona anything. There's no animals don't have kinyan to be able to be to acquire anything, and therefore the guy that's the partner over here, the human that's the partner over here in receiving this matana also doesn't get anything. Obviously, you're not intending to give anything away. So over here also, we should say the same thing, that you're not really intending to be mekadesh to anyone in this group of women, unless you can be mekadesh all of them. And since the achios cannot be mekadashos, so the kiddushin shouldn't be chal at all. Not even on the other three, the kiddushin should not be chal. Now the Gemara makes it sound like it's a foregone conclusion that when you say at v'chamar that there's no matana whatsoever. It happens to be it's a three-way machlokas in Babasra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, and the Gemara is assuming like one of those three shitos over here. All of the Rishonim are bothered why the Gemara is making an assumption like one of the three shitos, and it happens to not even be the shita we pass on. So they're all bothered by that. Okay, but when you're just learning Kiddushin and you don't know Bava Basra, it sounds good, right? That Kani At V'chamar is a given, that there's no way that such a thing is a matana, and therefore in our case, if the guy is trying to be Mekadesh all five women at the same time, of course it shouldn't work, even on the other three. So how come it works on the other three in our Mishnah? Elalav, must be that our Mishnah is talking about a case. To Amar Lahu, achas mikem, that he says one of you, he's not being mekadesh all of them. Lovakatani ein achayis mukudashos, and the Mishnah says that the sisters are not mukudashos. So don't you see, like Rava, that even if you're mekadesh one of two sisters, kiddushin is not chal. So even though from the reisha you have a raya against Rava, you have a tiyufta on Rava from the seifa where it talks about the case of the five women, and among them are two sisters, you have a raya to Rava because he's saying achas mikem, and nevertheless the sisters are neither of the sisters are mekudashos. So the Rava kasha reisha, labaya kasha seifa. Now we have a problem with our Mishnah because according to Rava, the reisha is against Rava, and the seifa seems to be against Abaye. So Abaye mitaris tamei, Rava mitaris tamei. Either one, both Abaye and Rava can answer the Mishnah to be going like them. Abaye mitaris tamei, Abaye will answer the Mishnah to be going like him. Hamakadish isho bito mishvachos akachas ein mekudashos ha achas mi isho bito mishvachos mekudashos. The reisha is gvaldik, right? That if you mekadish the sisters together at the same time doesn't work. But the implication that if you mekadish one of two of them and you just don't identify which one, that's the kiddushin is going to be chal because you don't need it to be mesurim labia. So even though it's not mesurim labia, it's going to be chal. That's exactly Abaye. Vim amar haru'i labia tiskadishli. And if he says the one that's Ru'i Labia should be Mekadeshas to me, then the din is that ain't a Mekadeshas. Neither one is going to be Mekadeshas. And now he explains the Seifa as a Hemshech. And there was a mice also with five women. Among them were two sisters, and a guy took a basket of figs, and he said, the woman who's ru'uya labia to me should be mekadesh. I mean, he explicitly made that as a tanai. Generally speaking, kiddushin ru'uya labia is a valid kiddushin according to Abaye. But if you say that kiddushin mesurim labia is a valid kiddushin, but if you say I'm only being mekadesh the woman who is taka ro'i labia, who's actually ro'i labia, so then then I'm going to say, well, neither of the sisters are ru'uya labia, and therefore they're not. But that's only in that specific case where you dafka identified that you only want to be mekadesh the one who's ru'uya labia. V'rava matarz tamei, Rava will answer the Mishnah l'shita so hamekadesh achas me'isha ubita, that if you're mekadesh one of a mother and daughter, o achas me'isha v'achosa, or one of two sisters, nasa kamisha kiddush isha ubita isha v'achosa kachos ve'en mekadashos, it has the same din as being mekadesh both of them at the same time, and therefore saying mekadashos, meaning the whole diuk that we tried to make in the Reisha against Rava, that in the Reisha it only says if you mekadesh both of them at the same time, it's saying mekadashos, implying that if you mekadesh one of the two, then it would be a good kiddushin. No, Rava is saying if you're mekadesh one of the two, it's the same as being mekadesh the two of them simultaneously. And my sinami, and we have a story also b'chamish nashim v'en shtei achayos likidach kol shaltein v'amra heri kulchem achas mishtei achos mekadosh v'kol kol v'achas mishtei achos and the Seif is talking about a case where you even say among the group of five that one of the two sisters should be Mekadoshes to you without you identifying which one, so then neither of the sisters are Mekadoshes because it's a Kiddushin She'ein Mesurim Labia. So now says Gemara challenge number two to Rava Toshima. We have a Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Dalet and Beis. Hamekadesh is Bitos Stam. A person is Mekabel Kiddushin for one of his daughters. He doesn't say which one. Eina Bogros Bechlal. The adult daughter are not included in the suffix because there's no doubt that he has no power to give over his adult daughters for kiddushin. Haketanos bechal, but it sounds like there is at least a suffix kiddushin on all of his ketana daughters. If you can't identify which one the man is being mekadesh, they're all a kiddushin mesurim labia. There should be no kiddushin at all. Tiyufta derava, and that's a tiyufta on Rava. So Amalach Rava, Rava respond, no, you know why there's kiddushin over there? Case is, he only has one adult daughter and one katana daughter. So we know which daughter it is. So habogros katani, but it doesn't say one, it says bogros. My bogros, bogros the alma. No, bogros just means bogros in general. It doesn't mean his many adult daughters. It means if this is done with adult daughters, then what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Of course a person cannot be mekabel kiddushin for his adult daughter, so it's a davar pashut, the kiddushin is for the katana. So no, the case is that the adult daughter made him a shliach to accept kiddushin for her. Mao to tame ki makabel kiddushin adai to didoka makabel. I might have thought that he's being makadesh kiddush, he's being makabel kiddushin for the adult daughter who made him a shliach, and not for the child daughter. He wouldn't take the kiddushin for the adult daughter, which where the money doesn't even go to him, it goes to the daughter, rather than the kiddushin for the katana daughter, where he'll get the money. He'd rather take the kiddushin for the katana. Maybe the adult daughter made him a shliach, and not only that, said, and you get to keep the money, Dad, don't worry about it. So, still, he wouldn't be mekadesh the adult daughter and not the katana daughter. He would be mekadesh the katana daughter because that's his mitzvah to do. It's his obligation to marry off the katana daughter. It's not his obligation to marry off the adult daughter. Everyone's bothered by the kasha. The ritva raises the kasha. What do you mean? Rav taught us on Daf Mem Aleph, you're not allowed to marry off your katana daughter. It's asur lahasius bito katana. Now we're calling it a mitzvah to ramya alei, that it's his obligation, and that's for sure what he intends to do. So the ritva has three terutzim, and Rabbi Kivega discusses this. It's a good kasha. Third raya, toshima. Third raya against Rava. Person has two sets of daughters from two separate wives. He has two sets of daughters from two wives, and he says, and someone says, "I'm being mekadesh your bito agadolah." Does he mean the older of the two of the oldest of the four? Does he mean the younger one in the group of older daughters, or the older one in the group of younger daughters? The only one we know for sure he doesn't mean is the youngest. So you see from here that kiddush shemisrul mabia is going to be chal because the mekadesh can't marry any of these daughters because each one of them is a safek that maybe it's achos ishto, and yet they all require a get. So says no. Now the case was at the time of kiddushin we knew which one he meant. We just forgot which one he meant. It says I don't know which one I meant. It doesn't say it's not known. So shmami no. We see that's what the case must be. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? Of course, the kiddushin is tofsin and they're all going to need a get. Just to tell me, not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that whenever you say gedola, you mean the one that's the absolute gedola, because you would never get involved in a safek. So that's what kamash malan, that a person does get involved in a safek, and therefore he might have meant one of the others. And if he knew at the time of kiddushin which one he meant, and we knew at the time of kiddushin which one he meant, then that kiddushin is taka going to be chal. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll do the next three rayas against Rava's shita. The kiddushin shemesu and labia is an invalid kiddushin. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good night.